life is most difficult, Ruth continues to do the right thing. She continues to be kind. She continues to serve. And she's serving her mother-in-law, Naomi, by heading out to the fields. And she doesn't know where to go. She's not from Bethlehem. She's just looking for some grain that someone has left over. And she goes out into this field. And as she's in the field, here comes the owner. And who is it? Well, it's Boaz. And that's significant because Boaz is a relative of Naomi. Of all the fields that Ruth could have walked into, she is in Boaz's field. It's not coincidence. God has guided her. And if you're ever in a situation where you really didn't know what you were doing, but you look back and you realize God has guided you. So she's in Boaz's field, which means she's going to receive some leftover grain from Boaz. And when Boaz shows up, just with all of his workers, he says, "The Lord bless you." And they say, "The Lord bless you." So she's in the field of a family member who has all kinds of grain, who loves the Lord, and is going to be so kind to her. Do blessings ever just fall in your lap? I mean, salvation alone. Jesus did it. He accomplished it. He died on the cross. He's risen. It's not our performance. It's nothing we've done. And His grace is abounding. And then through your life, God has brought blessings to you that you didn't see coming, you didn't ask for. It's His grace. It's His kindness. Stop today and think about those blessings that have come right down from heaven into your lap. Receive them, enjoy them, but know that they're from God. It's not an accident. He cares about you. He is kind. So think about those things today. Spend some time thanking the Lord.